This week, Howard Dean could become the first Democratic presidential candidate to abandon the 30-year-old public financing system for political campaigns. Under the system, the candidates get public funds to match what they raise, but at the same time, the system imposes limits on how much they can spend in an election. Dean is asking his supporters to vote on the issue in a web plebiscite. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca discussed Dean's idea with Jim Barnes, the chief political correspondent for the National Journal.
Jim Barnes, a trial lawyer, is not supposed to ask a question he doesn't know the answer to. Is Howard Dean taking a web poll that he doesn't know the answer to?
No, I think he's taking a web poll that he knows the answer to, and that answer from his supporters is likely to be, go for it, don't accept public funding in the primaries.
So rate the cleverness of this ploy, because obviously he's balancing two competing interests. On the one hand, he'd like to raise a lot of money, but on the other hand, especially given his image, he doesn't want to come off as particularly money-driven.
Yeah, I think what's going on here is early in the campaign season, he said that he would stay in the public financing system. And that he was a big advocate of campaign finance reform. And public financing in the primaries is a cornerstone of campaign finance reform. Now, though, he's discovered that he can raise a lot of money over the Internet, so he doesn't want to be bound by the cap, the limit on spending that goes along with accepting public financing. But instead of just saying, I want to raise a lot of money to take on George Bush, who's going to have a huge war chest, he's basically saying, well, I'm going to let my supporters decide. And that way he sort of slips off this little dilemma he was in, because initially he said he was going to stay in the public financing system.
So do you think that'll fly, that he'll be able to say, but it is the will of the people that I opt out of the system?
Yes, it is the will of his supporters. I think that he's going to opt out of the system. I think everybody believes that. But I think he risks beginning to look a little too political. Instead of just giving the straightforward explanation for why he wanted to opt out of the system, he looks a little too clever by half here. And if he makes a lot of decisions like this, instead of being this kind of anti-politician, which has really given his candidacy a lot of energy, he's going to look very political. And I would expect he's going to be attacked pretty vigorously by the Democrats who do decide to stay in the public financing system.
But aren't all those Democrats deciding to stay in simply because they're not raising enough money to blow through a cap?
That's true. It's quite likely that if any of them had the same kind of success raising money over the Internet that Howard Dean has had, they would be opting out of the system, too.
Last question. If the Democrat, whoever is the Democratic nominee, doesn't opt out, do you think that person has a realistic chance of going head-to-head with Bush?
It's going to be very difficult, and you've got a lot of Democrats trying to raise independent money right now, because they see that a nominee who's in the system, stays in the system, and can only spend $45 million is going to need a lot of outside help going up against George Bush, who's going to have probably $170 million to spend before the conventions.
Jim Barnes, chief political correspondent for National Journal. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And that was Day to Day's Mike Pesca.